You know where you are?
You're in the jungle, baby.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, guess what happens next?
I'll be knocking on heaven's door with a sweet child of mine.
Well,
in the November rain.
Possibly.
Because my appetite for destruction.
Because you are going to die.
I'll be using my illusions one and two.
You're in fact going to die.
We're off to a flying start.
The spaghetti incident.
It's terrible.
I got in the music business because I loved playing so much. You don't really get into the business to be a star. At least I didn't. I didn't get in to make a whole bunch of money or anything like that and meet a whole bunch of women. Mm-hmm. Just so happens those are the things that came along with it.
It's Shotgun Andy Chandley with Shotgun Christian Head.
Hey, what's going on there, Andy Chandley? What are we doing out here?
Well, I got a shotgun contest for you. 888-696-1000.
I can't keep it going. It's very difficult.
1003. 888-696-1003. Tickets to Shotgun Steven Tyler when he comes to town this shotgun summer. Why am I saying shotgun in front of everything?
Shotgummer?
Cool afternoon drivey thing to do.
It does. I don't think we need to worry ourselves with that.
No.
We should just play great music out of shower. So right now, 100% of the sound.
And if you're in your car, we appreciate the ride.
That's the worst. I love that song.
Why don't you marry it? Hey, it's Andy in the Afternoon. I'm that Andy that's mentioned in the title. That's Christian James Hand right over there. He's indignant about that. And we've got somebody on the phone. His name is Dave. Dave from Camarillo. How you doing, Camarillo, Dave?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And I hope your hand's free, are you?
Absolutely.
Oh, good. Stick with us for a few minutes, Dave, because in just a moment we're going to do the Classic Rock Time Capsule, and I'm going to ask Christian a question. We're going to test his musical history ken with a question about swinging London. And then you'll second guess him and see if we can't send you to see Steven Tyler in concert. So hang out, Dave, and we'll be back to you in just a moment. This is 100.3 The Sound. Mm-hmm. That's getting the time capsule.
Round one.
Wait.
Fight.
That's not the time capsule
no,
thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, man.
Andy, it's
I don't
the wrong
want
button.
That.
It's the wrong button, dude. Back off. Back off. Abort.
I don't want it.
Abort. It's the wrong button.
I don't
button,
want
Chandles.
That one. I want this one. Oh, man. Gosh.
That was close.
It's time to open Andy's Classic Rock Time Capsule.
Now it's open. Dave's on the line from Camarillo. See, Dave, this stuff isn't as easy as it looks, is it?
No.
He's right. He wins the tickets.
Dave, hold on. I got a question about swinging London here in just a second. I'm going to ask Christian, and then you say he's wrong, and we give you the tickets. That's usually how it works. But let's start off with this. You guys know this song, right?
Oh, yeah.
Steely Dan and Ricky Don't Lose That Number. It's their biggest hit, released this day in 1974. But did you know there really is a Ricky? Ricky DeCornay is a writer who went to Bard College with Donald Fagen. She tells Entertainment Weekly in 2006 that Donald Fagen gave her his number at a party and she, in fact, lost it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
She believes that he was making a, you know, star-crossed play for her and ends up writing this song as catharsis. But turns out Ricky loses the number because, A, she's married, and B, she's pregnant.
Oh, all right. Well.
Donald, you rake.
He's a player.
Same day in 1974, Elvis Presley plays the Forum.
It's coming closer. The flames are now licking my body.
Licking his body, flames. A laundry list of stars attend this thing, including Led Zeppelin down front. In fact, Elvis stops the song and restarts it, telling his band, oh, hold on, fellas. You got to start this over and get it right. Led Zeppelin's here.
That's so weird. It was like Elvis was in the room.
It was like he walked through the room just
crazy.
Now.
Crazy.
Because I didn't say that. That was the ghost of Elvis doing
incredible.
It.
Incredible.
Anyhow, afterwards, they hang out backstage. Elvis trades watches with Led Zeppelin's manager, Peter Grant, for some reason, and asks for autographs of the band for Lisa Marie. Then as they leave, Robert Plant wants to make sure that Elvis knows they really are a fan, so he sings this.
Love me do.
Wait, that's not it. It's Love Me, the song Love Me. Man, I'm batting 1,000 for this.
Good
anyway,
Lord.
Elvis sings along. I quit.
All right, you're rehired.
Okay, thanks.
Get this done.
Coming into the world on this day, Eric Burdon, Allman Brothers, Butch Trucks, Bob Marley. leaves us on this day.
Wow. You correctly played a Bob Marley song.
Reggae genius Bob Marley. Okay. Yeah, it could have been Bob Seger, and then it would have been great. Jimi Hendrix Experience bassist Noel Redding and Rush co-founder John Rutsey also pass away on this date. Okay, Christian, we're going to bring Dave back in for this question here. 1964 on this day, what band is London's Daily Express inspired to describe as, quote, England's ugliest musicians? Is it Herman's Hermits, Rolling Stones, or the Beatles?
Oh, well, it's Herman's Hermits, but that was a rogues gallery of ugly faces.
Dave, is he right?
Wrong.
That's right, he's wrong.
She broke the needle and she can't slow walking the dog.
It is the Rolling Stones, the Stones, man. Stones try to have lunch at the Grand Hotel. They're turned away for improper attire, lacking the requisite jacket and tie. And what's worse, the press is there to see it. Or is it better? Most folks think the band actually invited the press there to help their bad boy image get off the ground. But Sammy, tell him what he's won.
A pair of tickets to see Steven Tyler Out on a Limb tour at the Dolby Theater on July 5th. Thanks to Live Nation. Tickets on sale this Saturday at 10 a.m.
Woo! How about that? Dave, you going to a show?
All right.
Hold on the phone. We'll get some information from you, all right?
Congratulations.
Sure. In the meantime, I love the sound effects on this one. Could You Be Love? It's Bob Marley. 100.3 The Sound.
Smoke them if you got them.
We're just 7 minutes away from song fights. Oh, I'm down one.
Yes,
I need
are.
A win. Hey, if you want to, you can just go ahead and text A to 21003 now.
Nah, you can't do
just
that.
Just give me a head.
Nope.
What?
No.
It's their prerogative.
No. Nope.
They can if they want.
It's against the rules.
They can if they want, but not while you're driving. Usual text rates apply. 7 minutes, we'll have a little song
kind
fight.
Of chicanery that takes the entire
you,
point of it
away. You shut your hole.
Cheater.
A, 21003. All right.
Round one, fight.
Time for song fights. Every day at 10 till 4, Christian and I each pick a song, and then we put it up to you. You get to text and say, which song wins, his song or my song? It's a song fight. Christian,
that's
you,
how it works.
You won 2 days in a row.
Yes, I did.
Now you're up. I got to get a win, man, but it's your turn to go first. What have you chosen, sir?
Well, Andy, I thought I'd go with this deep album cut from this band. Not a lot of people.
Oh, come on. Really? Another number one hit?
Yeah. You know what's good about this
song?
Did you know that this was originally written for Billy Idol and he turned it down and these guys were like, we'll have that?
Did you know that tomorrow I'm picking Stairway to Heaven?
Don't get grumbly. I just gave you a great music
fact
because
to the
Al
hook.
Y is music.
Don't you?
Oh, that's a great hook. That sounds like a winning hook, Chandles.
Yeah.
Don't you forget about bees.
I don't think that's what he says.
Oh, is that I thought it was about honey.
No.
Oh.
So I'm going to choose something that I think is interesting, something that you don't hear on the radio very often at all.
Okay.
You know the song by Peter Frampton, Show Me the Way?
Yes.
But have you heard the studio version of it very often?
No. I don't think he's even heard
it. It's darn good. It's off the Frampton album. It's great. I actually prefer it to the live one. Different, huh? Let's jump to the hook of this one.
Oh,
he doesn't want more of that.
Good God.
Mercury
is in my butt. Not having a good day with the Mercury retrograde. Anyway, you know what? You're not going to pick my songs. So I don't care. I'm going to quit. I'm going to get an Uber home right now and just get a fifth of liquor and get drunk on the way. Nothing's going my way.
You know what? If you could, on your way getting an Uber home, could you just text C to 21003?
Shut up. Text A to 21003 if you want the Peter Frampton. Good God. Don't text and drive. Standard rates apply. Results announced after 6 p.m. I'm going
to
take hostages.
I want you to know
I'm taking hostages in here.
I love you.
From week one, I thought this is a great group and that if we wanted, could take it all away. Because what makes a great group is not the obvious thing. It's not about how fast you are up the neck of your guitar or, if your tonsils are in good shape or if you've got the best session drummer or whatever. It's a spirit, that we formed.
So we do. You're going to break down some Scorpions.
Yeah, you know who Yankus Schenkelmanker is?
Rudy Schenker, you mean?
Yes, that guy.
Yes.
He's the guitar player for the Scorps. Check out this Shredatron-ness.
Okay.
It's a lost art.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Nobody from Imagine Dragons is doing that. You know what I'm saying? It's not one point. So good. All it needs is a German guy singing over the top of it.
They've got one.
You know what?
Klaus Meine.
What does that sound like, Andy?
Hoody.
Here we go. Then he does this business. Ready? Yeah.
That's chunky.
Yeah. It's like Campbell's soup of guitar. Right?
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Just drop it in.
Ooh.
Hey, our listener Jen Garrett stopped by and brought us cookies. She's in the studio here with us. Is it even cooler in person to watch us do this?
Yes.
You have to say that.
Yeah. We owe you $5, but you owe us cookies, so it's even. You know what I'm saying?
Take it from Jen. That was cool.
Meow.
Good stuff, Christian. Wow. These segues brought to you by Ritalin today. Scorpions into America.
It's good.
Led Zeppelin into Van McCoy. Oh, yeah, feel it. Who wants to do it? We're going to do the hustle. The way this works is we've got tickets to a good show, but not enough time to have you come over here and get them tomorrow or the weekend or anything. The show is tomorrow night, and if you want tickets, you've got to be able to get here. So call us at 888-696-1003 if you're interested in seeing Christian. Not the hustle.
Oh, sorry. It's Journey and the Doobie Brothers tomorrow night at Ed Irvin Meadows Amphitheater. Rain or shine.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's take caller. The first person who can get here and get here by 7 o'clock and get these in person tonight without breaking any laws.
Nope.
All right? It's not a speed contest. 888-696-1003. Why don't you call that? And I'll tell you what, we'll play some Journey in the upcoming set on the sound. All right, so we've got George from Southgate. He's coming in for the hustle to try to get those tickets for Journey and Doobie Brothers. So drive carefully, George. Hands on the wheel. But while we're doing this music set right here, you can join us on Facebook Live on Andy in the Afternoon. Start the video right now, Sammy. Super Sammy, our producer. Start the video now. Join us, Andy in the Afternoon, because we're going to be reenacting that video, that viral video of the guy who's
squeezing
the nasty cyst that's being squeezed.
Yeah.
Because listener Jen Garrett brought in Trader Joe's Gummy Tummy Penguins. And we're going to lance them on Christian's head.
Yeah, yeah.
Join us for this momentous internet moment.
Be part of the fun.
100.3 this sound.
I've always been hyperactive. I mean, I can't stop. I wake up in the morning. I'm only 10 minutes up and I'm doing something. It doesn't take me more than 10 minutes to wake up in the mornings. And I'm active. I'm on it.
I'm happy to say I haven't lost a patient yet.
Well done.
You you came out with flying colors in the surgery.
Thank you. We just
reenacted the that nasty cyst popping video that's on Facebook with Trader Joe's Gummy Tummy Penguins. And they were delicious, by the way. The video's up on Andy in the Afternoon and thesoundla.com.
It's great radio.
We multitask.
Yeah.
Classic rock on the radio, cyst popping in the background. Full service station.
Round one, Fight!
Fight! It's song fight time, or recap anyway. Just about an hour ago, 10 minutes till 4 every day, we each pick a song, and then you tell us by a text vote which song you think wins. Christian went with a number one hit that's pretty prosaic, if you ask me, but that's just my editorial addition to it.
I don't think it's supposed to do that.
Simple Minds.
Forget about me.
Don't forget about me.
Don't forget about C.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
But
Mel Gaynor on drums, man. Woof, that's a groove.
I thought it might be fun to hear some music from a different perspective. How about the album version, not the live version, of Show Me the Way from Peter Frampton?
Yeah. It's a choice, I guess.
You shut up. Show me the way. You want his low-hanging fruit, Piffle? Then you should text C to 21003. If you, in fact, would like to hear something a little bit different, then why don't you text A to 21003? We'll have the results after 6 o'clock here on this program. We'll be well into 100 minutes of commercial-free classic rock. That, my friend, starts next on The Sound. U2 off the Joshua Tree album. They like being out in the desert.
Hey, Andy, have you heard about Desert Trip?
Why, that just leads from what I was just talking about, thematically.
There's never been a concert festival lineup like this one. Paul McCartney, Roger Waters, Neil Young, Boob Dylan, The Man, The Stones, 7th, 8th, 9th, and 4th, 15th, 16th. Wait a second, this is like two weekends
yes.
in October?
Can people win tickets from us?
They can, it's very simple. You just have to text JOIN to 21003, and then we're going to randomly pick a winner to get a weekend's worth of tickets to the big show.
Wow.
And you can have your pudding if you eat your meat.
And now we're playing Pink Floyd.
You know what? This show is airtight, my
friend.
It's
like we thought it out.
Text JOIN to 21003 and possibly grab tickets to Desert Trip.
100 minutes of classic rock without a commercial interruption going on right now.
Hey, Andy.
Yes, sir?
You know George Lopez?
Yeah.
I love that
funny
show.
Funny man.
Very funny chap. He's going to be on with Mark and Gina tomorrow morning around about 6:50 a.m. So if you want to start your day off with a little bit of a chuckle.
Yeah.
You want to do that. And then you want to finish it off with kind of like a bit of a whimper, then you should listen to us.
Okay.
You know?
Did you wait until I played an Hispanic artist to talk about George Lopez?
No. That seems inappropriate.
I think that's racist.
Andy Chanley. I didn't even think of that.
You know, right now, George Yanez is doing the hustle for Journey tickets. Let's ring him up.
Hello.
Hey, George, it's Andy from 100.3 The Sound.
Hey,
how are you?
Hey, Andy. What's up, my man?
I'm all right. Hey, your hand's free, right?
I am.
Oh, good, good. Where are you about?
I am 10 Freeway and Alameda.
Oh, boy.
You got
yeah.
this.
That's still 45 minutes away.
Well, this traffic's crazy, but I will be there, my man. Yes.
Nice.
I like your intrepid spirit. That's good.
We like your hustle.
I am trying. I am not driving like a maniac. I'm just focused here. I can wiggle my way in.
Well, we look forward to watching that happen.
Yes. Hey, George, keep it safe. Stay safe and get here when you can. We look forward to shaking your hand and giving you some Journey and Doobie Brothers tickets.
I can't wait to meet you guys, man. Love you guys.
Looking forward to it, George.
Be there.
Be good. It's my favorite part. Nah, 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 nah. Know what Christian does, he goes in and finds the little teeny parts that makes a song special, stuff you haven't even heard before.
You know what I like about ZZ Top, Andy?
It's that the two guys in front have huge beards, and the guy that doesn't play in the drums, his name is Beard.
Yeah, I always like that. Yeah. That's like one of those things you put in a movie, nobody would believe it.
It's elegant.
Yeah. So who's the guitar player guy?
Billy Gibbons.
That guy. Well, listen to what he does. I love that bit.
Yeah. Sharp dressed man, if you haven't caught it yet.
My man got some Texas twang in that. I realize he like pretty much solos for the entire ending of the song. It's great.
On a flying V.
Yeah. Fur laced, by the way. Yeah. Such a sick tone.
Let the rest of the band join in.
All the beards. Put all the beards in, Andy.
Big pile of beards.
Whole big pile of beards in the ZZ Tops.
You know, vinyl is all the rage again.
That's what I've heard.
They're doing a reissue on June 10th, 180-gram vinyl of John Mellencamp, the 80s stuff.
Nice.
Big Daddy album, which is actually one of my favorites. It's a really fine album, 89. 87's Lonesome Jubilee, 85 Scarecrow, 83 Uh-Huh, and from 1982, the Grammy for Record of the Year, American Fool. They're going to put all of them out. Yeah. I'm
I look
from
forward
Indiana.
to be able to pick them up at Whole Foods in the record section, Andy.
I'm from Indiana, and they give you those at birth.
The discography of the box
set. But they've
set.
Worn out, so I feel like I need to go back.
Round one, fight.
Well, we've got our results from Song Fight today. It was Peter Frampton, the studio version of Show Me the Way, and that was on my side. On Christian's side, he chose Don't You Forget About Me by The Simple Minds.
That's 40, why I picked it.
49-51%. The winner is...
Show Me the Way.
Me.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
You feel
buddy.
Better about yourself now?
I really do. And this is a fantastic version. If you've never heard this, crank this up. A little bit different than the live one. And pretty good. Sandy in the Afternoon on the sound.
Yawn.
I'm a winner. Oh, feels good. Feels
Whatever.
Good to win.
Yeah,
tied up again. We'll do another song fight tomorrow at 10 minutes till 4. Tune in for that.
Terrible. You should pick another really bad song for tomorrow's song fight,
You
too.
Should take more bitter pills, Mr. Bitterhead.
I burnt Simple Minds on you people
Bitty
and got that as a reward.
Got to wait until the end here, George, until the whistle or people get angry.
Yeah, we got heated emails.
There we go.
Yeah,
hey, George Inez made it. He made it on the hustle
Respect
today.
Hustle.
He got all the way in here from where'd you drive in from?
George's in the building all the way from City of Industry.
Yes.
Nicely done. He's going to go and see Journey and Doobie Brothers tomorrow night at Irvine Meadows. That'll be a little easier drive from there.
I sure will. I am driving right after work.
Nice.
Congratulations on your tickets. He says the boys down at work all play Song Fight.
And I love that.
Yeah, they think you're
play
picks
the home
suck
game.
Too.
Shut up.
Andy, do you know about my new show on Sunday nights here on the 100.3 The Sound?
I've heard of it.
It's called If You Like That. It's 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And what I do is I play songs that you know, like I did Jimi Hendrix last week. And then I played a brand new song from a band called Alabama Shakes that have a similar sort of vibe there. It's actually like a don't care attitude that they resemble or have. So every week you get to hear music that you're into and already know and then brand new bands that you might not be aware of.
Sunday at 9.
Yep.
This is from our new album, I Want You to Want Me. That's how you get cut through to 10,000 screaming Japanese teenagers. You just talk slower.
Oh, that's how it's done?
Yeah.
Ah, that explains everything.
You don't need to know language.
I'm going to do it too
necessary.
Fast. That's not my
necessary.
Problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for making this program the heartbeat of the Southland. It means the world to me. I think it might mean something to Christian. I don't know. He's pretty aloof. But let me give you a for instance. Jessica Lane Torres, she posted on our Andy in the Afternoon Facebook page, stop playing all my favorites in a row. I've been sitting in my car for 15 minutes now. You guys are amazing. To all 100.3 The Sound crew, thank you for keeping it real. There's a heart emoticon. Hold on, I got to get closer. And an okay. Well, it's so
nice.
Tiny.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
so far
yeah.
over there.
Also what she said. By
thank
the way,
you
the other
much,
end of
Jessica.
The spectrum, Andy Gutierrez commented on our video that we posted, you guys are a special kind of stupid.
That's also valid.
Yes.
And you should check all that stuff. And thanks for liking our page as well. In just a moment, we'll return the favor with a goodnight song that only a mother could love. And then Rita Wild takes over. Hold on. This is The Sound. Hey, we're so glad you joined us today. Otherwise, we'd be doing the show alone. Which I guess we could.
Feels
good
that way sometimes.
Night and sleep tight and pleasant dreams to you. Here's a wish and a prayer that every dream.
Gotta watch them bubbles, man.
Comes true. This is on Facebook Live. And though it's always sweet sorrow to part, I know that you'll always remain in my heart. Good night.
Good night.
And sleep tight.
Sleep tight.
And pleasant dreams
to you.
Canada loves me. Here's a wish.
Here's a wish.
And a prayer.
A Canadian prayer.
And every dream comes true.
Especially living in Canada today.
And now, until we meet again.
Vancouver, Montreal, Toronto.
Say adios. Au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Good night, Silas boy. I love you.
Good night, Daddy. I love you.
Good night, Viv, you cute little baby. Well, I think that's true.
Words to live by.
Rita Wild's coming in next.
She's good at this. She's better at it than we are. It takes one of her to do the job of two of us.
Yep.
You know?
Christian, will you take this mic off of me? I can't talk in it anymore. Take these headphones and put them in the ground.
It's International Limerick Day tomorrow, so we'll be doing those. And you're going to pick some crap for Song Fight that's going to try to beat one of my amazing songs again.